At the regular meeting of Kimberley City Council on Monday, July 14, Chief Administrative Officer Jim Hendricks presented the second quarter administrative update, highlighting the numerous city operations, projects and initiatives currently underway. "I think the big thing is the size and complexity of the list. It provides a window into all of the work that's underway right now," said Mayor Don McCormick. "It is a ton of work and staff are under significant pressure, which is not a good place to be, certainly for the long term. There are currently 10 major projects underway in Kimberley this summer. City staff is not doing all of that work. We have contractors doing some of the bigger projects, but at the end of the day we're basically running full out, and I do have a concern for capacity, how we get the work done with quality when staff are continually under the gun," McCormick added. One of the largest projects currently underway is the St. Mary's Avenue reconstruction, which began in April and is on track for completion in September. The city said the majority of work on underground utilities was completed by the end of June, with work remaining on the roadways, sidewalks and retaining wall. "The work area remains closed to vehicles, but pedestrian access to City Hall and nearby properties is still being maintained." Another major project, and one that is impacting pedestrians and motorists until its completion, is the Marsden Street Active Transportation Project. It commenced in June, with the contract awarded to Next Level Consulting Limited after the city received a BC Active Transportation grant. It is also expected to be completed this fall. The Cominco Gardens Rejuvenation Project also got underway in June and is expected to be complete by fall 2025. This construction means the city will not conduct their annual planting work, but will instead maintain unaffected areas with mowing and trimming. The city will be working closely with the contractors to ensure minimal disruptions to nearby properties. Other major projects include the Morrison Sewer Lining, Center 64 Bandshell and Landscaping, Civic Center Chiller Replacement and the 300 2nd Avenue Water Main Replacement. Phase 1 of the Civic Center Chiller Replacement Project is currently underway with Simcoe Refrigeration, involving further design development and establishing a budget for the construction. The first phase is expected to be completed this summer, with a proposed solution for a new ice plant that will serve both the Civic Center and the Curling Club. This year the city replaced a boom truck, which is expected to be delivered in July, a loader-mounted snowblower, which was delivered in May, and is in the process of procuring a new EV Zamboni. The presentation stated that from January to June of this year there were 63 total new dwelling units approved, with a total project construction value of over $30 million, up from around $17 million in 2024 and in 2023. The city also saw growth in short-term rental license activity, with 191 units approved in the first half of 2025, an 8.5% increase from year-end 2024 and a total approved maximum occupancy of 1,303, a 10.9% increase from year-end 2024. The city received 4 major grants this year: Trans-Canada Trail Funding Program, North Star Trail Slope Remediation Project. Project Lead, Planning Department, $60,000 received. Jointly applied by the City of Cranbrook and City of Kimberley and administered by the City of Cranbrook. Forest Enhancement Society of BC Grant, Wildfire Risk Reduction Project. Project Lead, Fire Department, $311,369. Columbia Basin Trust, Basin Youth Network Program, Kimberley Youth Action Network. Project Lead, Community Development and Communications Department, $60,000. Received for the 2025-2026 program year. They also submitted an Expression of Interest, EOI, to the Disaster Resilience and Innovation Funding, DRIF, program for the Kimberley Avenue Flood Mitigation Project. In terms of community development for this quarter, the report highlighted the co-community cleanup held this past April and the wildly successful Canada Day celebration, which this year saw a move from the Platzl to Rotary Park. It also highlighted the work of Tourism Kimberley, the upcoming Create to Get Closer mural project and the Community Futures East Kootenay Community Connections event. The fire department received 42 total calls for service so far this quarter, up from 28 in Q1, for a total of 70 so far this year. There was a vehicle fire totaling $70,000 in property loss from the two vehicles. This report also touched on updates to ICE facility strategy, transit, active transportation initiatives, short-term rental license activity, emergency and fuels management, and much more. It can be viewed in its entirety at kimberly.ca/city/administration/quarterly-administration-updates.